This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
Sexual behavior than their peers.
That's right, Al. I'm Catherine Lanford. Joining us now is Janet Hanover, president of the Family Resource Consortium. Ms. Hanover believes, as she puts it, that a fresh and innovative approach may yet redeem the promise of abstinence-only education.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you for inviting me. You know, we at the Family Resource Consortium believe in taking a proactive, culturally savvy, and most importantly, realistic approach to abstinence-only education.
Now, just for our listeners, what exactly is abstinence-only sex education?
That is an excellent question. Catherine? Yes, there are so many misconceptions about abstinence-only sex education that I am delighted to address these basic issues right off the bat. Abstinence-only sex education teaches that sex is only appropriate in the context of a loving, stable, heterosexual marriage, and that abstaining from premarital sex is a young person's best and only protection from bubbling herpes sores, sterilizing venereal infections, and a series of unwanted pregnancies.
Wow, that's a strong message. How do young people respond?
Very badly. They don't like to hear that.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's Catherine, is it?
Yeah, yes.
Catherine, we find that young people fall into two groups. One group ignores our message entirely, and the other, much smaller group, will take a no-sex-till-marriage pledge, and then as sexual frustration mounts, a large percentage will break their pledge in an often spectacularly unsafe manner.
Is it okay if I ask what you mean by that?
Yeah, I don't think
we... Absolutely. We find that fully 80% of our pledge takers engage in unprotected sex with five or more partners within 1 week of breaking their pledge. And
the Reverend is in. We'll be beginning in about a minute or two.
Sometimes within a single night. In the parlance of the abstinence-only community, it's called the dam burst phenomenon, or the Mount St. Helens phenomenon.
Mount St. Helens, named after the volcanic eruption?
Oddly, no. That phenomenon is named after a high school senior named Helen, who was mounted by every member of the New Orleans Saints. Yes, it's a shocking story, I know. A story so shocking, in fact, that it led us to rethink our entire approach to abstinence-only sex education. Helen's eye-opening story and leg-opening forced us to confront the reality facing so many of today's teenagers in this era of low-rise jeans and thong underpants and what many call butt tattoos.
I mean, yeah, those little tattoos right above the ass.
Yes, the mark of the whore. That's exactly what I mean.
Let's move on. What reality are you referring to?
Well, Catherine?
Yes.
The teenagers who ignored us and the teenagers who broke their pledge both faced the same problem. Intense, uncontrollable, animalistic sexual urges. Urges? Mm-hmm. Urges that could only be satisfied through almost constant masturbation, or, to our initial dismay, through fervid, voracious, wanton, often frantic sexual activity.
Now, when you say initial dismay, what do you mean by that?
What we realized, Catherine, is that only some of these sexual activities constituted a technical violation of the virginity pledge.
Aha.
Right.
Okay, are we ready? Yes, the big phallic microphone is working. The weapon of ass destruction is working. And over here, the huge John Holmes porn star microphone is working. So it looks like we are ready. Ready? I'm ready. Okay. There's no light. Thank you. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is Send Walker to Mubarak. Referring, of course, to last week's recipient of the Asshole of the Week Award, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, total stooge and puppet to the Koch brothers and other corporate slime. And we want to send him to Mubarak, another nation's treasury plundering, pillaging dirtbag and former dictator of Egypt who fell due to the power of the people. And so a repetition is, of course, needed here. And now that Mubarak is in exile somewhere else, counting his money, we want to send Walker, Christie, the assholes in Ohio, and pretty much nationwide, who are into sabotaging the American people so that they could bump even more major portions of the nation's wealth to the top 2%, those people that they exclusively represent. Send Walker to Mubarak. And, of course, we want to play a song for Les Resistants, the union organizers and their supporters in Wisconsin, by the Patti Smith Group, called Till Victory. But right before that, we have to play a dedication because somebody passed away. In the 1960s, there was an awesome band called the Electric Prunes. And since the last show, last Sunday night, we got word that one of the original members of the Electric Prunes, Mark Tulin, has passed away. So before this Patti Smith song that is dedicated to the Wisconsin Resistance, we're going to play a song in memory of Mark Tulin from the great CD entitled Underground. This is the Electric Prunes doing Dr. Do-Good.
is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, and to celebrate the rising resistance in Wisconsin and nationwide and worldwide as well. And now we're going to play a spectacular song that just reflects the winds of change from the incredible 1969 film entitled The Magic Christian, with Ringo Starr, Peter Sellers, Raquel Welch, and the Monty Python guys, before there was such a thing called Monty Python. From the soundtrack of The Magic Christian, this is Thunderclap Newman doing Something in the Air.
Together, so not all later, because the red light. is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
ID and The Reverend Is In promo. The Tom Robinson Band did Ain't Gonna Take It. Thunderclap Newman did Something in the Air from the soundtrack of The Magic Christian, and produced and guitar work by Pete Townsend of The Who. Before Thunderclap Newman, you heard The Oz, parenthesis Che Lennon, doing Working Class Hero. Patti Smith Group did Till Victory and started off with the Electric Prunes doing Dr. Do-Good. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Send Walker to Mubarak. And we are not on the air next Sunday night, but we are returning in 2 weeks. The next show is March the 20th, and it's one of our sacred annual holiday traditions. We will be celebrating 2 days early, Right to Privacy Day 2011. And in brief, Right to Privacy Day is the anniversary of Bill Baird's Supreme Court victory. Bill Baird from ProChoiceLeague.org, where he fought a case all the way to the Supreme Court and won in 1972, which legalized birth control for non-married people and set the primary legal precedent for the 1973 decision, Roe versus Wade, that legalized abortion. And we will be celebrating Bill Baird's 3 Supreme Court victories, the history of ProChoiceLeague.org, and reproductive freedom of today, what's left of it, and resisting the onslaught of the American Christian Taliban. That is in 2 weeks, March 20th, Right to Privacy Day, 2011. After that, I don't know. The only show for certain that's planned after that is, of course, in April, Reverend Bookburn's birthday show. And let us know your ideas and input from that so we can prove that we didn't just shoot our cannons on the 10th anniversary celebrations in January, but have more to go. And that will be in April, Reverend Bookburn's birthday show. Yeah, we're okay this weekend. Let's see, do we have birthdays? Yes, we do. Shortly after tonight's show, this coming week, the birthday of Hippie John, who has been an occasional guest when he travels to Philadelphia, and great friend and book burner. And if he's in town, we'll ask him to come on one of these forthcoming shows. Happy birthday, Hippie John. And that's the only birthday. And, of course, we want to wish everybody for whom this is applicable Happy Hash Wednesday, if you can find any, and celebrate in accordance with your beliefs and practices. Happy Hash Wednesday. And 2 deaths, unfortunately, to report. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Mark Tulin, age 62, a founding and longtime member of the great 60s band, the Electric Prunes, passed away. And Suze Rotolo died. We didn't know it during last week's show, but she died 2 days earlier on February 25th. And you may not recognize the name, but you would certainly recognize the picture if you've seen her from an early Bob Dylan album cover. They're walking down the street. Which one is it? The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, or The Times They Are Changin'? One of the early Dylan records when he was still good. And she was on the cover with him walking down the street, kind of cuddly. And she was awesome. She was the one in the couple who actually did have a good degree of social awareness and civil rights and anti-war background. And so Dylan had her to draw lyrics from, as well as the great and late folk singer Phil Oakes and others of his contemporaries. Anyway, Suze Rotolo passed away February 25th, and so we say goodbye with honor and respect to her as well. Big, big thanks to the people who gave us good feedback to last week's show from February 27th, Ronald Reagan's Ghost Live. And I'm not even going to respond to silliness or people asking if that was really his ghost, because I think the answer to that is obvious. Of course it really was his fucking ghost, and of course he was a guest on this show, a live guest. Or can we say that? Yeah, why not? He was a live guest, and it was fun. Thank you, people who gave us good feedback. And I'm happy to report that in my ever preoccupying mission of monitoring the culture of the corporate media and how it's doing in two or three places where I kind of nurture my media fix, if you will, I've noticed that the special edition of a magazine from the lower bowels of the corporate media, Life Magazine, for Reagan, are really not selling. And that is good, because Reagan is somebody, as we covered, who has the blood of millions of civilians on his dead hands from his Contra wars and covert wars on pretty much every continent on the planet, skyrocketing homelessness and an endless list, and also a union buster, and also the beginning of the downfall of the economy here, and being a nation that serves the interests of the elite and corporate America. So it is good that while the resistance to assholes like Scott Walker is on the rise, that magazine, that special edition, we're okay this weekend, that special edition with that stupid man's face enlarged, kind of grinning at you, probably from his trickle-down theory and other scams. People are not buying that shit. And that is one more cause for celebration, energizing, and feeling more hope. So what is happening in Wisconsin? First, it's necessary to say that as rock bottom and pitiful and below Pravda and below the tabloids, below Goebbels even, is an entity of bullshit called Fox News, which is a laughable use of the word news. It's even funnier than the naming of the History Channel. But in addition to propagandists like Fox News, the corporate media has declared open season for issuing misinformation and smears and total bullshit about unions, about organizing, about advocating for all of the people. And it's no surprise, because the corporate media is linked so heavily with the ugliest components of corporate America. And this is one more reason to support independent media. And the fact that so many psychos, from the teabaggers to the right-wing militias to the anti-abortion terrorists buy that kind of shit means there is an even more urgent need still for independent media. So what are they doing? They are issuing misrepresentation about unions, about labor organizing, and about advocating for all of the people who are screwed by the top 2% of the U.S., and that extends to globally, since they're outsourcing jobs out of the nation and being rewarded for it by their stooges in public office. And they are using sweatshops and supporting dictators who enforce the sweatshops pretty much globally. So actually they are screwing the entire world and becoming even wealthier. So we're going to counter that misinformation and begin by saying that for those who are not clueless about history, or for those who are going to discontinue being clueless about history, it is time in the immediate future to thank unions publicly for things that were unheard of before they organized and got beaten and killed by thugs for doing so, giving you the weekend, time and a half, child protection and child labor laws, what little safety in the workplace legislation they did manage to get passed, and the ones who have managed to survive since Reagan, the Gingrich mob, W. Bush, and the current wave of Republican teabag psychos, the safety in the workplace legislation, as well as anti-discrimination laws. A huge thank you to the unions who organize against maniacs like Walker, Chris Christie, the assholes who run the state of Ohio, and pretty much the leadership in most states here. Because if people learned anything from the disasters involving the miners, to the BP and other spills, it is that corporate scum will not do anything that is humane, that is ethical, that is in the interests of the nation, that is even an inkling of an act towards justice, or to stem mayhem and destruction, including the environment, if it slows down their greed. And they will do nothing if they don't have to do it by policy, which means that the deregulation policies that started with Reagan and intensified under W. Bush is fucking madness. It is like saying there's no rules for the hyperactive kid who wants to spit on the walls, or, God, there aren't even examples, but to say they're deregulated or can police themselves, or Reagan's, one of his millions of idiotic statements, that they will voluntarily decrease pollution and workplace hazards, is not happening. They are scum. It is obvious. Greed is their sacred vow, and there will only be limits when they have to do it when it is public policy. And the proof of that can be seen in Wisconsin, Ohio, and New Jersey. There is nothing they don't want to do. If it means more greed, more wealth, more fucking of the citizens below them, from dredging the Delaware River to usurping the nation's wealth in significant portions up to themselves, and then getting tax cuts on top of that, which is also sheer madness. The tea psychos, the tea baggers, the tea parties are the ultimate idiots and fuckheads in this nation. They're not only bigots, they not only began as stooges of Dick Armey's Freedom Works and the Koch brothers and related assholes, but they are the ultimate stooges who fight viciously against their own interests. And of course they comment everywhere, and it is time for all people to respond to such bullshit, so that when they parrot the talking points they learned from Fox News and Freedom Works and the Koch brothers and all of these other master propagandists, as well as the corporate media, their ass is set straight and the bullshit is uncovered and exposed. It's a gruesome task, but it's very necessary. They are the ultimate dupes of the corporate media and the corporate culture. And we are again going to say thank you to the unions and the resistance in Wisconsin, which is triggering a response and an intensification of support nationwide that is overdue and most welcome. Getting talked out, and so more to come after the second set of music. Let's play a song in honor of making the budgets better. How about saving billions of dollars by no longer having millions of prisoners who are incarcerated because of weed, who are nonviolent, and taking up space that should be occupied by murderers, pedophile priests, and corporate criminals, as well as the true street criminals and thugs. Instead of wasting billions on the war against weed and fighting medicinal marijuana and incarcerating people, it's time to fucking legalize it. And that's the name of this tune by Peter Tosh from the CD of the same name. This is Legalize It.
Legalize it, yeah, yeah, and I will have dreamed us all fell out last night, alive as you and me. Says I to fool you 10 years dead, I never died, says he. I never died, says he. The music business killed your fill, they ignored the things you said, and cast you out when fashions changed, says Phil. But I ain't dead, says Phil, but I ain't dead. The FBI harassed you, Phil, they smeared you with their lies, says he, but they could never kill what they could not compromise. I never compromised. Though fashions changed and critics sneered, the songs that I have sung are just as true tonight as then. The struggle carries on. The struggle carries on. When the song of freedom rings out loud from valleys and from hills, where people stand up for their rights, Phil Oakes is with us still. Phil Oakes inspires us still.
Thank you. last 8 years ever happened, huh? Just leave somebody unloaded in the bag while y'all ride off into the sunset. Just a gang of white collar thugs. Chicken hawking like a black soldier with a lot of action figures. Laughing your pockets while you let us ride. And you got the audacity to call yourself the grand old party? Let me tell you what y'all really are. Jackson and Smith, you just believe us. Four goals like you did in Florida. Hot check the nation with your new world order. Couldn't perform back then, John McCain. So you found a cold kid with a washing brain. You had a car to roll, you found your flunky. And I know you dropped organ for that dancing funky. Couldn't make yourself cause you're too soft and weak. So pathetic, Pee Wee Herman would call you a geek. You could never play John Wayne like Georgia Boy. Had to put your phone back and he's the real McCoy. Use the Bible as a prop, just a game. And we got good by the devil's zone.
That are going on in this country and on this show.
learned it to be from Fox News, and all of this advocacy for the workers and the people who are dependent on entitlement programs. And now they have me introducing another song of such a nature by The Clash from their London Calling CD, a track entitled Working for the Clampdown.
My heart, stupid, like a sign, hey, you wanna take control, babe? That's why I love my
7 seconds doing This Is My Life and We're Gonna Fight. The Clash did Clamp Down. Carlito Brilliante did GOP. Leonard Cohen did Democracy from his great CD, The Future. And that CD also included the songs he did for the soundtrack to Natural Born Killers. Before Leonard Cohen, you heard Billy Bragg doing I Dreamed I Saw Phil Oakes Last Night. Human Sexual Response did What Does Sex Mean to Me? And started off with Peter Tosh doing Legalize It. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Send Walker to Mubarak. And if you're late and not really paying attention to world events, Walker is the governor of Wisconsin. And last week's choice for Asshole of the Week award. And Mubarak is also a scumbag, and he was a dictator and treasury plunderer of Egypt until his recent fall due to the power of the people. And so we want Walker and all of the other assholes who are sabotaging pretty much the majority of the nation. No, not pretty much. Who are sabotaging a vast majority of this nation, and send them to Mubarak's new digs so they can reminisce about fucking up the lives of millions and bonding over such stories and such talk, but at a place where they can do no harm or destruction. And we put up a lot of links, as usual, on today's update. In particular, a history of unions to counter the misinformation. And feel free to share or post or forward or whatever to much of that. The history of unions and the role of the scumbags known as the Koch brothers, previous recipients of the Asshole of the Week awards, and a must-see video that is brand new. It's in the last couple of days, I think yesterday actually, but it's a video of the speech in Madison, Wisconsin, during the labor protests, and really the protests for all people who are not in the elite and aren't stupid enough to be teabag parrots for the corporate propaganda machine. And we mean no disrespect and apologize to all real parrots for that degrading comparison. So speaking at a rally in Madison, Wisconsin, Michael Moore gave an absolutely brilliant and spot-on speech about how this nation actually is not broke. It's just that they're bankrupting survival programs and essential services and education and all of the vital things that need to make a nation, a city, a town, a work, and concentrating even more extremes of the wealth at the very top, which absolutely cannot continue. And it's time to tax the rich, and it's time to cut some of the extremely overbloated military budget. But Michael Moore's speech was absolutely brilliant about how we are not broke and how the wealth is in a few concentrated hands, which is absolutely not sustainable, nor justified, nor acceptable, even for the
near future. And fortunately, people are rising up. Watch the video, please, and spread it far and wide. And thank you, Michael Moore, for posting that video and making it accessible to people everywhere. But that's one of the grand hoaxes, number one. That, due to liberal spending and to humanitarian programs and survival programs, the budget and the deficit and the spending and the shortfalls and the unions are what fucked it all up. When actually, that couldn't be further from being even remotely true. It is that the gravy train of the prison industrial complex and its evil sibling, the war on drugs, the extremely overbloated military budget, and the corporate handouts, and the tax cuts for the rich cannot even allow the nation to economically progress in the slightest. In fact, actually, it's even worse than that. It is guaranteeing a deeper spiraling downward, and with no thought to the future of the nation or even to their own ability to amass even more wealth by killing the spending power of the nation, they continue to pursue greed like mindless children. Instant gratification at all costs. Greed gone wild. And that needs to come to an end. And we need to start spreading information, commenting everywhere, and spreading things like the Michael Moore video and or anything that that compares to that, that lifts the lid off of the corporate media's bullshit and, of course, their buffoonish repeaters in the Tea Psycho groups. The Tea Party, of course, are the biggest idiots of the nation, and that's why they have so many mentally disturbed people following them. That's why they produced such actions as the teabagger who snapped and flew his plane into the IRS building, the teabagger who shot a group of people, including an elected Democratic public official who was on Palin's hit list in Tucson, Arizona. Racial and other hate crimes and acts of anti-abortion terrorism, even more anti-abortion violence. And that is that people who are the least free-thinking, people who are the most gullible, people who are the most easily duped, can be fired up when the buttons of hysteria are pushed, when the buttons of bigotry are pushed. And that's the largest contributor to the rise of the far right and the hate groups and the hate crimes. They reacted to somebody who was not completely white being the president. And these assholes were not even making a peep during the reign of the lowest form of life, George W. Bush and his regime. Not a peep from these assholes as the nation was further decimated and set up for even grander failure. These Tea Party groups are also the most vocal and and they must not have the final word. When they spout their bullshit and talking points, it needs to be rebutted and countered. How are we with time? Alright. We're going to get back to the music. Please go to ReverendBookburn.com and feel free to share the links, especially the link to the Michael Moore video of his speech yesterday at a rally in Madison, Wisconsin. Let's play a track by the great Pete Seeger, old folk singer, for decades a supporter of anti-war movements, of the union movement, and pretty much every component of social justice. And this is Pete Seeger doing a Woody Guthrie song entitled "This Land Is Your Land."
lads in Poland. It's not just about them, it's about the unity of the whole of the world working class and what we can achieve together. The song's called Solidarity. Working
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's been a difficult fight to stop the unions and to stop labor and all the loudmouths who want to advocate for themselves. But we think we did a good job of helping our friends in power, setting up the toolkits and legislation so that they could ensure that their interests would be protected. And I'm proud, most of all, for cutting their taxes at the expense of the economy and the American people. And it's good to see people like my friend Scott Walker, Governor of Wisconsin, carry on that honorable tradition by breaking the union's backs, answering to the Koch brothers, and letting the world know that the torch is still being passed on. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
This is Dr. Lola Hoa, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own tea bagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Lola Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
It's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Sunday, March 6th, 2011, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, ForAll.net. Tonight, the runner-up to Asshole of the Week is an evangelical pastor named Grant Storms. Pastor Grant Storms is known by his gullible, naive followers for his strong stance for fetuses, his Taliban-esque form of Christianity that obsesses with the fetus and the hatred of gay people and the hatred of all adult sexuality, except when he and his friends do it. But this asshole seemed to see his little pendulum swing the other way after all of that madness-inducing repression and found himself arrested for publicly masturbating in a park in daylight in front of children. This beacon of morals, Christian supremacy, fetus-obsessed, homophobic, family values preacher, masturbated in broad daylight in a public park in front of children and got arrested. Grant Storms, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that our recipient has to even outshine the asshole runner-up. has to be so worthy. Fart sounds, please. Starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong. Thank you, Bond Smokers.
Oh, shit, man! What I warn you when you do one of those, man!
Thank you. A recipient totally worthy and outshining of even the runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is not an individual or even a specific little group of people. Tonight, the net is cast widely, and we want to bestow the award to all Union Busters and their mouthpieces, even the pathetic fools who are not among the top, who fight viciously against their own interests. All Union Busters, public officials representing the corporate elite, and the anti-union mouthpieces, you are Asshole of the Week. Okay, let's end the fart sounds. Thank you. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore, and that was the 2009 version. From DOA, you heard Eve of Destruction, War in the East, and Class War. Angelic Upstarts did Solidarity. Before that, Rev Bookburn's animation theme. Lou Reed did There Is No Time from his incredible CD, New York. Before Lou Reed, Death of Samantha did Salt of the Earth. Gang of Four did Capital, It Fails Us Now. And started off with Pete Seeger doing a Woody Guthrie classic, This Land Is Your Land. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Send Walker to Mubarak. And this show is likely to be archived and available at all times for free for people who missed it and need to hear it, or people in Wisconsin who are busy protesting and raising hell and fighting for all of us. It will be uploaded and archived permanently at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. Thanks to the great co-producer from afar, engineer, archivist, bookburner, and friend, Pastor Rex Cat. And we'll post that at reverendbookburn.com when it becomes available. Write to the Reverend at revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Check out the always updated reverendbookburn.com with lots of new links and goodies. On YouTube, youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. And on Facebook, where you may not have permission to name yourself Rev or Reverend, it's The Rev, one word, The Rev Bookburn. And on the info tab, a link to Pages, the Reverend Bookburn fan site. We will be back in 2 weeks, Sunday, March the 20th, for the 2011 celebration of Right to Privacy Day, thanks to Bill Baird of ProChoiceLeg.org. And not sure what we're doing in April, except for one show that is, of course, fun and irresistible to do, the Reverend Bookburn birthday show. We're going to play a closing tune and get out of here by Anti-Flag from their Mobilize CD. It was, for the longest time, a double CD with selected tracks from pretty much all of their label mates. Now that's harder to find. But anyway, from Mobilize, this is Anti-Flag doing NBC, No Bloodthirsty Corporations. Good night.
I had a man on the radio saying,
crippling my mind just wearing this leopard skin pillbox hat. People call you crazy when you talk like that. Inside, outside, downside, front side. I even get tired swimming with the tide. Antifreeze and soda could be where it's at. People call you crazy if you talk like that. Ruby, baby, just say maybe. I never doubted you're a proper lady. Sometimes all I want to do is chat. People call you crazy if you talk like that. Uptight, out of sight, fighting with another night. Close my eyes, protection from electric light. Never trust a man with a roll of fat. People call you crazy if you talk like that. One time, stay up. Next time, pay up. Don't even listen if they shout play up. Living in a phone booth with a vampire bat. People call you crazy if you talk like that. Were you Mickey?
Times are changing, but looking all around, it seems the same. Someone told me times are changing, but looking all around, it seems the same.
Brings me coffee in my favorite cup. I know, yeah, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so.
Well, I just love her. music by the suckers. No more music by the suckers. No more music by the suckers.
Yeah, that's right, Chuck, man. That's what you gotta do. You got to tell them just like that. You know what I'm saying? Cause, yo, man, let me tell you a little something, man. All of these brothers around here feeding for that crack-a-lack-a-lack. You dig what I'm saying? Yo, man, all they wanna do is get what you got. But when you ain't got nothing, then they wanna cut you off. So what you gotta do? You gotta play them long distance. You know what I'm saying? I mean, long distance. They think we take it short. Sure, this is Cole Medina, man.
Back
on,
one more time. To put the message in a rough rhyme, it's important that you know in the time, cause I'm seeing the program, know what I'm knowing, until we get together we will never be up for sure. So I wreck like I'm possessed by Malcolm X. See the feds want us dead, we too complex. I always speak the truth, coming from me to you, we moving as a unit, so you know we refuse to lose. I got my eyes on the lines from Washington. I'm a survivor, I know how the West was won. See a show and tell, the way the cartel undermine the real hip-hop so the cops can trail. But no bad boys move in silence, save us all from the pain of a life of violence. They tapping my phone, full grown and known, and still prone to refute the lies. Won't stop until we rise. Rise up.
Come on.
Come on. Rise. Rise up.
Come on.
One more time.
Come on. Rise. Rise up.
Come on.
Come on. Rise. Rise up. Soldier to the bone for change, demonstrate and separate the fact for strange. Blame companies killing our children with the villains on the record. Never think for a second that's the way we live. Want to squeeze on the fleas at MTV? We quiz knots for the cops and BET. Seize the time, always rhyming, combining the antidote for dope in a scope and fake gangster quotes. Cause I can recollect times with record set, collect a debt. Brother, you mind if you sell us a jet? Press the program to feed the beastie. Cause on the street they do us, we influenced by what we see. And yes, it weighs a turn, I say it once again. That's why the enemy is down with Paris and Cam. It's all fair, we collide with lies. Better decide on what side you ride. Won't stop until we rise. Rise up.
Come on.
Come on. Rise. Rise up.
Come on.
Lordy, Lord.
Come on. Rise. Rise up.
Come on.
Come on. Rise. Rise up. Never playing no games, never cooning is proven that we're ready for change. Never simping, but they pimping my people for the dollar. So I holler back and keep us from evil to them devils are calling. Like I said, it's on, I say it once again. Better know the plan to keep us ignorant. Brother to brother, ain't no other cause mother. Or erase my case, we marry words with
Bang.
Just another wicked rhyme that I'm rapping on. S1's got my back if the clapping come. Pass on the work, making sure the words are known. Keep them nervous, make them understand we're serving foes. Keep it going strong, nevertheless. Know the enemy and never back down. You could take it to press. Less the mic like the R. Though I told you before, we for the prize. Emphasize the fight. Now come on and rise. Rise up.